Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Have you ever gotten so caught up in what you're enjoying, a nice walk through the woods, knitting, or a good game of tennis, that you completely lost track of time? Well, according to my guest today, you may have been experiencing a light state of meditation. Jacob Felder has been practicing relaxation techniques for nearly 40 years. In 2003, he developed the awareness approach to meditation, the title of his new book, A Natural and Scientific Method for Learning Relaxation and Meditation. Jacob's fall class schedule begins September 17th at the Yoga Gallery in Winston-Salem. During the seven-week session, Mondays from 7:45 to 9 p.m., students will learn both light meditation and the deeper states with Jacob's straightforward approach.
There are three elements to every meditation. The first is focus and awareness.
Okay.
You choose something simple to focus on, a verse, a candle flame, you know, a picture that you want to gaze at. Pick your focus. And this is what you bring your mind back to every time it wanders. Okay. And all the while you're relaxing your body. Okay. The way this works is the more you focus, the more you relax. The more you relax, the easier it is to focus.
Hmm.
And again, you can imagine, what's your instrument?
Clarinet.
You know, the more you get into like the clarinet zone,
sure,
the easier it is to stay there and the more relaxed you become and the less you think about other things,
sure,
around you. So focus and relaxation are intertwined. They kind of feed on each other. Awareness is the third factor. Awareness lets you know where you are in the transition through consciousness. Awareness lets you know you're uptight, you're thinking too much, you're worrying. Awareness, you know, lets you know that, you know, you've begun your meditation and your mind's not wandering from your focus, and that, oh my goodness, my shoulders have dropped, they're relaxed. That's awareness, you know. And awareness lets you know what you need to do next in order to maintain either a light state of meditation or move into and maintain a deep state of meditation.
How to make it work for you? Does this kind of tie into why you would use meditation?
Each individual, this is where the art of meditation comes in, because there's no one pat, you know, do this, do that, use these beads, say these words, wave this incense, you know, there's no pat answer for everybody. You need the tools of knowledge, the brainwave frequency and the three elements. And then each individual has to experiment with what works for them. And as months go by, as years go by, you'll find different tools for different situations. You know, you'll find different focuses for when you're getting a little frazzled at work and don't know what to put first, or when you get a little anxious, when you're tired but you can't fall asleep. You might have a little bag full of meditation tools that you use at different times. And that's what I do in my class. I give them a big smattering of possible focuses. Let them experiment with it. And when they say, aha, that one, well, then that's the one to stick with for a while. And then maybe they'll want to branch out, you know, and try another one sometime. But that's the art of meditation, individualizing it and realizing that it's not a mystical, magical experience. It's just a natural phenomena that we can become familiar with and tap into at will.
My thanks to meditation and yoga instructor Jacob Felder. His fall class schedule begins September 17th at the Yoga Gallery in Winston-Salem. The seven-week session is Mondays from 7:45 to 9 p.m., and you'll find more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.